Lift your hands now. There is someone that is experiencing a closer pull. The great I am is pulling you to himself. Lift your hands high. Whisper the name, Jesus. Receive Mahashada ya, a greater, stronger pull into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of Adonai, into the presence of El Shaddai, into the presence of the greater Yam that I am. Shaba gada galaga yada galayada hasata leperete sike lite pelaya. Greater hunger, greater passion, greater manifestation, greater help, greater grace is coming upon you. Receive now. Mashaya ya 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 ya. Leperete seke peke teke daga jalabia. Leperete sedi ya 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 ya. Yes, 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 yes. And this pull into his presence is breaking every yoke, breaking every yoke, breaking every limit. Breaking every limit, breaking every embargo, dissolving every agenda of darkness, every agenda of hell in your life. Right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Draw someone closer to you today. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Jesus. Take your seat.
Draw me. Draw me, Lord. I come running after you.
Chapter 6, verse 33, it said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
all which things, all the things that the Gentiles seek for. Subject is devotion to God and provision from God. Devotion to God and provision from God. We are getting to understand the connection between devotion to God and provision from God. It is notoriously prevalent in Scripture that there is a connection between a person's devotion to God and their provisions by God, or their provisions from God. Clearly, crystal evident. First, there is a connection between the pursuit of God and the possession of good. The pursuit of God and the possession of good. Also, there is a connection, second, between our heart for God and our path in life. There is a connection between our heart for God and our path in life. And also, thirdly, there is a connection between the fear of God and the flow of good. These are things that can't be contested. Between the fear of God and the flow of good. We have many examples. One, Abraham. We saw in Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1 all the way to verse 5 how God called Abraham and Abraham departed. We saw in Genesis chapter 19 verse 27 where Abraham always got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. We saw in Genesis chapter 18 from verse 17, 18, 19, where the Lord was bearing witness to Abraham. He said, "For I know him, for he shall command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." I know this man. He's real. He's genuine. He fears me. He's not faking it. That was the testimony of God regarding Abraham. Now, it's one thing for man to testify about you. It's another thing altogether for God to testify. He testified about Abraham. He testified about Job. What was the outcome of Abraham? God called him. Genesis 13 and in verse 2. Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Genesis chapter 24 verse 1. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Why? The step of the devotion to God provokes the response of provision from God. Let God be true, and let every man be a liar. When man takes the action of devotion, God will make the reaction of provision. Provision. That was evident in the life of Abraham. You move from Abraham and you move to Isaac. Isaac was the one who understood the meaning of meditation in Genesis chapter 24 and in verse 63. Genesis 24 and in verse 63. Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening. Meditate. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He went to meditate, and as he lifted up his eyes, he saw the camels coming, bringing his supplies. There is a connection between your meditations and your manifestations. There is a connection. The meditations of your heart will provoke the manifestations of your life. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. There is a connection. And that was Isaac. When Isaac's wife was barren, Isaac did not blame her or tell her, give me children or I go and marry another wife. In Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 21, Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. He entreated. He didn't leave his wife to be the one going to pray for the fruit of the womb. He was the one that stepped forward and said, oh no, my wife can't be barren. He entreated the Lord. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. That is how you know a spiritual man. Carrying the burdens of his wife and family and generation. What was the outcome of Isaac? Clearly evident. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12, all the way to verse 14. Isaac sowed in the land, received in the same year a hundredfold. The Lord blessed him. The man was great, went forward, grew, until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, a great store of servants, which means he has a massive workforce, employee force. He was an employer of labor until the Philistines envied him. They shall envy somebody like that here. And if you are the one, you say aloud, amen. Example number three, Jacob. Jacob was a man who understood what it means to raise altars and worship God. When God encountered Jacob in Bethel, if you look at Genesis chapter 28 and in verse 12, all the way up, you will see the encounter of Jacob. But if you read from verse 17, particularly to verse 22, you will see, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, the name of the city. That city was called Luz at first. And Jacob vowed a vow, said, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you will give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you. I don't know whether he heard from his father Abraham about tithing, but he was making his commitment to God on the basis of his encounter. That was Isaac. And then you know, of course, in Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 24, all the way to verse 28, he wrestled with God. He prayed at the place of prayer. His name changed from Jacob to Israel. Let God be true. Let every devil be a liar. Don't let any devil deceive you that you are wasting your time. You are not. We are not. We have not wasted our time. We have not wasted our life. That was Jacob. What about Joseph? Was there any connection between the devotion of Joseph and the provision from God in his life? Yes. In Genesis chapter 37 verse 2, we saw how clearly different Joseph was from his 11 brothers. He always brought the evil report of his brothers to his father. And then he had this testimony about himself. In Genesis chapter 42 verse 18, he said, I fear God. Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I, Joseph, I fear God. in the book of Genesis chapter 39 verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph. And in verse 21, and the Lord was with Joseph. Who is the Lord normally with? James chapter 4 and in verse 8, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So whenever you see God with a person, it is a person that has pursued God with his heart. A person that is passionate for God. When you see the feelable, palpable presence of God around the person, you are sure of a person who is an active pursuer of God. That was Joseph. A man devoted to God, in the fear of God, devoted to God in the pursuit of God. What was his outcome? The whole of Egypt was his jurisdiction. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39 to verse 44. Pharaoh said, only in the throne will I be greater than you. I give the resources, I put the resources of Egypt under your control, under your command. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. Your heart for God will always guarantee your path in life. The devil notwithstanding. The witchcraft of your family notwithstanding. The economy notwithstanding. The forces of hell notwithstanding. Your heart for God will always guarantee your path with God. That was Joseph. What about the man called Job? In Job, that's example number 5. Job chapter 1 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 5. Job chapter 1, Bible said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect. How can they describe a man as perfect? Upright. That is right up. Not crooked. One that is feared God and eschewed evil. Let me put it the way I like. He's addicted to God and allergic to evil. He has an addiction to God and an allergy for whatever is not right. Addicted to God, allergic to evil. That was the description of Job. And at the end, Job, and now look at Job's testimony in Job chapter 27 and in verse 3 to 5. Job chapter 27 says, all the while my breath is in me and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak wickedness. I won't say anything from my mouth that is a wicked utterance towards any other person. He went too fast. My tongue shall not utter deceit. I am not a liar. I'm not a deceiver. I won't lie. If I said it, I meant it. If I meant it, I said it. That was Job speaking. God forbid that I should justify you till I die. Doesn't matter what Satan took from me. He won't take integrity from me. I will not till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me. My righteousness I will hold fast. I will not let it go. My heart shall not condemn me or reproach me so long as I live. That is, I'm not going to walk in guilty conscience and live there. That was Job. And Job was in such a level until God made him the greatest of all the men of the East. Am I communicating? I believe, I am one of those who believe that in this end time, people will see the combination of righteousness and riches. They will see the combination of integrity and prosperity. They will see the combination of holiness and abundance. Is there anyone who believes like that? Shout the loudest, amen! They won't look down on us because all we carry is the Bible. No, they will respect us because we hold the Bible and hold substance heavier than what they got. I am sure that everybody was forced to listen to Job in his generation. He said, when I speak, they speak not again. Job chapter 29 from verse 18 thereabout. He said, my speech dropped on them like the rain. When I pass through the gates, the young men, after my words, they speak not again. If I have spoken in my generation, nobody has any other thing to say. My speech dropped, it landed like a bomb upon them. And they waited for me like people wait for rain. They opened their mouth wide when I spoke. He commanded enough abundance and commanded enough character and commanded enough respect. That is the kind of God we serve. He will be reproducing many of these things in our generation. You believe that? Say a louder amen. You believe that? Say a louder amen. That was Job. What about David? David was the man who said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122 and in verse 1. David was the one who said in Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2, as the hart pants after the water brooks, my soul pants after you, O God. My soul thirsted for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? David was the man who said in Psalm 27 and in verse 4, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. That David did not end as a pauper. He end loaded. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 2 to 5, he gave the testimony of his abundance. How he made everything available for the building of the temple. Gold for things of gold, brass for things of brass, onyx stones for things of onyx stones, silver, iron, glistening stones, diverse colors, all manner of precious stones, marble stones in abundance. I know what it cost us to marble these premises. I know what it cost us to build, to put rug on the floor. Per square meter of the rug that we put on the floor. And in fact, they gave us massive discount from where we bought it. Because there were rugs that were many, many times the price of the one we bought. Yet, what we put on ground can build story buildings that people are walking on top. That is by carpeting the whole of 2.5 football fields and then to the gallery. That was shadow compared with what David made available for the building of the temple. And that David was the man who said, I cannot sleep until I build God a house. Psalm 132 from verse 1 all the way to verse 5. You see, this is the kind of dedication that distinguishes people. In Psalm 122 and in verse 9, he said, for the sake of your house, I will seek your good. Another translation said, the NIV, another said, for the sake of your house, I will pursue your prosperity. I'm not looking for money to be like other people. I am going to get money for the sake of his house. And he got it. He got it plenty. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. I prophesy unto somebody here today. That which you are seeking, Jehovah will put it in your hands. For the sake of his house, what you are seeking will be put in your hands. If you believe that, say a louder amen. That was David. Solomon came and improved on his father. The first thing we know about Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 3, the A part, and Solomon loved the Lord. And Solomon loved the Lord. Go to verse 4. Solomon loved the Lord, and he went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place, and 1,000 burnt offerings Solomon offered on the altar. Love the Lord, love the Lord, love the Lord, love the Lord. People can give without loving, but nobody can love without giving. People can give for political purposes. People can give to create impression. But it's not possible to love and not give. And Solomon loved the Lord and gave 1,000 burnt offerings. And God appeared in the night. What do you want? And instead of saying, give me money, give me riches, give me the head of my enemies, let them all die. Especially those who say I shouldn't become king. I'm sure you know many people didn't want him to become king. They already anointed somebody else. You know who they anointed? Adonijah, the son of Haggit. Joab was with him, was with that man. And another, I think, Nathan the prophet, or one other prophet, was. They camped with that man. And he said, Lord, I'm not about to pursue any enemy now. You have shown my father David great mercy because he walked before you in truth and in righteousness, in uprightness of heart. And you have kept him. Care for him this great kindness that you have given him a son. What an appreciation to sit on the throne as it is this day. And now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant, not king or servant, I'm still a servant. You've made me king in the room of my father. I am a baby. I am a little child. I refuse to be pompous, arrogant, braggadocious. I'm a little child. I don't know how to go out. I don't know how to come in. If you leave me, I am dead. And you have allowed me to be king over this multitude of people that cannot be numbered nor counted. I beg you, give me an understanding heart. Let me summarize it. Wire me to fulfill your purpose. I don't want to. I am not out to fulfill my life agenda. Wire me to fulfill your purpose. Enlarge my capacity to qualify for the responsibility you have given me. And God said, what a boy. You are not asking for new car, new shoe. You are not asking for new houses. You want to be able to do what I want you to do and to do it well. God, I give you that capacity, but I'll give you what you didn't ask. Money until you are tired. Wisdom until you are tired. Honor, dignity, even the length of life. And as I remain God that cannot be overthrown, there shall be no king before or after you that is like you in terms of solidity and liquid substance. And there was none. There has been none. There will be none. At the end of his life, he began to backslide when the resources came. He built one temple for God and built almost 1,000 temples for idols of his wives. And the truth is, when you stop building for God, you start building for the devil. Every time you stop working for God, you start working for the devil. Every time you start thinking about God, you will start thinking of evil. It's true. There's no vacuum in nature. Am I communicating? But that was the love, that was the devotion that made Solomon. You want to be a Solomon in your generation, you need the Solomonic order of blessing. Then you must produce Solomonic order of passion for God. That was Solomon. There was a man called Uzziah, King Uzziah. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and in verse 5, the Bible said concerning King Uzziah, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. If he's seeking the Lord, he's prospering. If he stops seeking the Lord, he stops prospering. Were you prospering before? Did the prosperity stop? Find out, maybe there is something that missed, happened on the road. Lord, where did I miss it? As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper, the devil notwithstanding. That was Uzziah. What of Daniel? In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 8, Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Daniel was a man who knew how to pray rigidly 3 times every day towards Jerusalem, and the decrees of the king could not deter him. The decrees of the rulers of the earth, of the rulers of Babylon, could not deter him. When God began with Daniel, in Daniel chapter 2 verse 48, the Bible said the king made Daniel a great man. A great man. Nigeria, a big man. Gave him many great gifts. Made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. And chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. By what I call notorious integrity. Incurable addiction. Unimpeachable character. Couldn't be impeached. That was Daniel. In Daniel chapter 5 verse 29, the king Darius, Belshazzar commanded, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom on the frequency of character. That was Daniel. Number 10 is a man called Joseph Arimathea. He was a disciple. In Matthew chapter 27 and in verse 57. Matthew 27, when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who was also Jesus' disciple. Hallelujah. Let this be proved without every reasonable plus or reasonable doubt. Doubts. Without any trace of ambiguity, prevarication, equivocation. That if I pursue God, I must possess good. If my conscience is intact. Am I communicating? I can't follow God and jam evil. In following him, I can't. If it is God I am following, evil is not where I will end. If it is God I am following, he is moving, I follow him. It is not the land of shortage and scarcity and bankruptcy and wretchedness and empty-handedness and shame and disgrace and ignominy. It's not that land I will end, because there's nothing like that with God. The one who created the whole of the universe without borrowing from any bank. The one who spake and he stood fast. The one who just showed up at the lake of Gennesaret and fishes arrived from everywhere. The one who told his disciples, go to that junction. A donkey is tied. A baby donkey is near it. Lose it. If anybody asks you, tell them landlord. Earth owner. The master demands for it. Landlord, earth owner. Say, go to the street around. You will see a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Any house he enters, ask the person who owns the house, where is the guest chamber that you have prepared for the master to have Passover with his disciples? He will show you a large upper room furnished. Make the place ready. It is for us. The one who told Peter to vomit, to go to the sea and catch a fish, who will vomit the coin that was needed. I can't follow that God. And the place I will end is a place of begging. I can't follow that God, and where I will end is a place of borrowing. Is a pitiable place where people say, you don't have transfer money today. Can I assist you? I consider that an abomination. For a Christian to be at the mercy of a sinner, substance-wise and otherwise. But wherever that situation has been, I decree it is changing right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What constitutes our devotion to God? I'd like you to understand, I told you on Sunday, that beginning from this Wednesday, we shall be looking at those things that will give us access to the blessing of God. And we are only dealing with point number one, which is devotion to God that guarantees our provision or supplies from God. What is it that constitutes our devotion to God? Number one is a buoyant, personal relationship altar with God. A buoyant personal relationship altar with God. A buoyant personal. That is, you come to church to refire, but you have an altar with God. I won't be surprised if there are some people who backslid during the lockdown and has not recovered till now. I won't be surprised. Those will be people who have nothing personal other than church. And church is very necessary. But church is not where you come to drain the pastor. Church is where iron sharpens iron. Where fire begets fire. Where you bring your flame, I bring your flame, it turns into a forest fire for the devil. Am I communicating at all? You got charged up in the morning. I got charged up in the morning. I studied the word. You studied the word. I blasted in tongues for about an hour and a half or so. You blasted in tongues for about an hour. So when you are coming, fire is on your head on your way to church. And when I was coming, fire is on my head. And we sat together and fire jammed fire and became a forest fire and drowned the devil in the city. Drowned the devil in the city. Not a situation where somebody is permanently depleted. Permanently spiritually depleted. Half Egyptian, half Israelite, half caste. The Bible called them the mixed multitude. They were the ones crying for cucumber, garlic, onion. Tasteless food of Egypt. You need your personal fire, personal altar to deal with personal devils, because the pastor can help cast out the devil, but you will need to help keep the devil out. Am I communicating? Oh yes, he will say, devil, get out of this man. Get out of that woman. But when you get back home, you are to keep the devil out. You are to keep the affliction out. You were packed. The pastor may help tow you until you start moving, but he won't keep on pushing you. You will need to keep your vehicle of destiny in motion. And prevent it from having accident and just keep on. And then when you come to the service, you got refueled and you keep on moving. You got refueled and got recharged and you keep on moving. But you cannot ask somebody to carry the vehicle on his head. Am I communicating? Take your seat. God is looking for people. Wealthy billionaires. But when they open their mouth, you are wondering, is this man a pastor? No, he's not a pastor. He's a businessman that has a solid relationship with God that will mesmerize you. Is this man a pastor? No, he's a politician on fire for God. He has met Jehovah. He has handled, he has touched him. He has encountered him. You know, when we read the Bible, you thought that Abraham was a pastor. For where? He was a businessman. Cattle rearer. Isaac was a pastor. For where? Businessman, irrigation farmer. Jacob was a pastor. For where? Animal husbandry. Genetic engineering. Joseph was a pastor. No way. Public servant. Serving in the palace. In human resources and resources at public administration. Daniel was a servant. For where? Academician, politician. Esther was a no way. Esther was a beauty queen. The wife of an empire leader. But she just keep on going on and on. Those were people in the public space that took their private altar to the public place. The fire they had with God, they took it into government and set on fire demonic altars there. Beloved, whatever you do, ensure that your personal altar is intact. Don't let food have taste in your mouth any day until you have tasted word from the Bible. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Don't let phone have any appeal to you until you have phoned heaven daily. Why will you talk to man before you start talking to God? You want to confuse your signals? You didn't hear what I said? You want to confuse your signals? You need signal from heaven first to clear your signals so that throughout the day you can differentiate when God is talking and when man is talking. But if you heard man first, you are likely to keep hearing in that realm throughout the day. And when heaven is talking, you heard nothing. The way in is the way forward. The first action determines the rest of the actions. Don't forget that. If the first fruit is holy, the lump is holy. That's what the scripture said. What you did with the first money determines what will happen with the rest of the money. What you did with your first time determines what will happen to the rest of your time. What you did with your first communication determines the rest of your communications. If the first fruit is holy, the lump will be holy. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. No matter how hungry you are, if it is one verse of scripture, read it first before food in your mouth. It's part of seek first the kingdom. Do kingdom things first before you do earthly things. It's God speaking. I'm telling you life. Food. Where food cannot. I feel like I have committed a crime if food entered my mouth on a day that word has not entered. Personal relationship altar with God. Number two, good public testimony of our Christian faith. What constitutes our devotion? Good. Now, in that first reference, Genesis 19:27, we already read that. And then second is good public testimony of our Christian faith. It is part of your devotion to God. God knows you, that you belong to Him. Does your family people know you, that you belong to God? Your friends, your colleague in the office, your boss, whether by the way you talk or by the way you dress or by the way you appear. You know, in those days, in the late 70s and early 80s, it was very, very clear to differentiate who is a Christian brother and sister and a Christian and a non-believer person, man or woman. Today, there's no difference. Dressing is the same. There are Christians that dress worse than sinners. Everything is like, it's not possible. There are times, see some people going to church, I wonder whether it is nightclub they are going. Maybe they made a mistake. It's not possible. A good testimony. Concerning Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 4 to 5, the Bible said, they sought occasion to find fault against Daniel, but they couldn't find, for there was no error. No, for that is, those who hated him the most wanted to floor him, and they couldn't find. A good public testimony of your Christian faith. God says, you want me to bless you for the people to see, and you are denying me before the people. You want me to bless you in front of.
You are not showing them that you belong to me. And you want me to show you that you belong to me. Because I belong to you, Lord. You are not showing anybody that you belong to me. And you want me to show you that you belong to me. Is that possible? That was plus one, minus one. It equals zero. A good testimony. Where those who want you dead are convinced that you are of God. I don't like her for anything, but I can't deny that she's real, genuine. I don't go to the same church, and I don't think I'll go to church, but that man is real. A good public testimony of our Christian faith. Number three is proven walk of financial integrity. That second point is Daniel chapter 6 verse 4 to 5, where we saw how Daniel behaved himself. Daniel chapter 6 verse 4 to 5. Then we have proven work, a proven work of financial integrity. Nothing crooked. There are many God has not been able to bless and can't bless or cannot remain in the blessing because they are crooked. They bribe like unbelievers bribe. They eat like unbelievers. They will even tell them, inflate the contract. Contract of 500 million. Make it 750 million. Just whatever. And let the balance cover our interest. And people are making such deals with people. And you are expecting Jehovah. So let me bless. No. Bible says Job was upright. Upright means no, not crooked. Uprightness in financial matters is the doorway to heaven's blessfulness in financial areas. And crookedness financially, as far as heaven is concerned, will lead to wretchedness financially. If the whole system is terrible and you have to bribe here, bribe here, God will open your eyes to how you will do business without bribing. We had a meeting the other day on Kingdom Financial Stewards, and the man who testified, billionaire, established, got his first aircraft at the age of 38 or something. He has had 9 aircraft since then. Yes, 1, 2, not bicycle, not car. He said he stopped collecting certain contracts, especially government-related contracts, so that nobody asked him for kickback, kick front, kick here, kick there. He said one of the contracts they gave him, I think was $89 billion, about 12 years ago. The people say, just sign that you have done the contract. And don't do it. But just give us so-and-so billion. We will pay you. We will say you have supplied. He said, to hell with the money. To hell with that money. He went back and met the number one in the country at that time, the president of the country, and told him his ordeal. He said, sir, I'm not doing the contract. I won't do it. God said, tell me what is the matter. Tell me. He said, okay, this is the matter. The man summoned the people. He says, all of you sit down. He said, when they saw him, saw the president, they began to sweat first. He said, the man didn't say anything to them again. He said, okay, you people can go. That was how it was done. Then he decided to just step out of that realm and face his life. He's now doing property business where he's selling houses $1 million, $5 million, and doing other things where he doesn't need to consult anybody for payment. Private organizations, so on. Effortlessly, billions. God can show you the way of the hidden riches of secret places without the crookedness of our generation. It's doable. It can be done. It can give you what they will look for you to get from you without putting you under pressure to bow. He will do that. But there must be proven work
of financial integrity. If it doesn't come clean, let it go to hell. I am not going to do anything that I cannot defend before God. I don't want to get any money that I cannot defend. So you make up your mind like that. Then God says, this man means business. I will give you neat, tidy money. What do I call it? Tidy. Neat. And it's coming for somebody. And then, unconditional obedience to God. Obedience in what matters? Financial matters. Lifestyle matters. And I'll go into town by the time we meet by Sunday. In tithes, in offerings, in the practice of the covenant. Obedience. Genesis chapter 12, verse 4 to 5. God spoke to Abraham. And Abraham departed. No argument. Nothing. He just departed. And God said, it is your type I am looking for. I want you to be real and rigid. The people of the world have their pathway to how they go where they are going. The kingdom has its pathway. The problem is that we want to mix the two. I am a church person, but I want to do the way these other people do it to make it. No. The way of God can make you on his own without their way. Did you hear what I just said? The way of God is strong and powerful and secure enough to make you anything you are meant to be. The reason why we haven't seen the wealthiest people in the world belonging to the church, but it's coming shortly. We have many of them, like the man I just mentioned, but we don't have so many of them occupying number one position. The guy I just mentioned is number one in his field of production in the country here. Now, the reason why we don't have plenty is because those who are to follow God rigidly and his financial practices, they are very scarce. They just get tempted along the line. This money is 89 billion. All they want is 30 billion, and I'll keep 59. Without supplying anything. Let me do it and I will ask for forgiveness later. And God said, who do you want to deceive? Well, I see a new day for somebody. Everything we preach about, God confirms. As we are preaching finances now, I see a financial mantle. Who is the person receiving it?
If you are the one, you will stand up with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise.
The reason why, when it comes to financial matters, we have to take the time to preach is because that is not what you pray on somebody to happen. Because a sudden breakthrough may happen. But how do you go forward with a breakthrough? It takes principles, kingdom principles, to establish kingdom products. What principles will do for you, prayer can't solve. What I say? Tell me what I said just now. What principles will do, if you like, fast for 100 days? I bind the demon of poverty. I bind the spirit of wretchedness. I cause ancestral spirit of scarcity. I cause every serpentine crocodile spirit of swallowship that swallow all my money. If you are not a tither, life remains tight. The future remains unguaranteed. If you are not a pursuer of God, your possession remains elusive. What you can achieve is only what your labor and what earthly formulas can give you. What the Bible called durable riches. Durable. Durable. Which is in scripture in Proverbs chapter 3. Concerning the wisdom of God. He said, durable. Durable riches. That is not accessible. Except you follow
the principles of God. What principles will do, prayer can never solve. Is there anybody that can pray for a marriage to be riches and honor? Who are with me? Yeah, okay, Proverbs 8:18. Yeah, durable riches. That's wisdom talking in Proverbs chapter 8. Are with me. What kind of prayer will make a marriage to work where the man doesn't love his wife? Or where the woman doesn't submit to the husband? What kind of prayer will make a man pass exam where he has not read? He that does not work shall not eat. What can make a lazy man have money on it? No. It's all by principles. Please, I like us to wake up. He that will not take care of his family, the Bible says, is worse than an infidel. Do you know the meaning of that? Your wife is wearing cloth, you don't know where she got it from. And you are normal. Your children are wearing shoes, you don't know how, when it was bought. And you are correct. How about why? He said, he that cannot take care of his family, he has rejected the faith. That is not, is worse than an atheist. That's what the Bible says, worse than an infidel. These are all principles. Oh, you are there, you are trusting God for money. And then you are cheating those who are working for you. The laborer say, where is my money? Say, go, if you like, go to court. God said, look at you, useless man. I will ruin you and finish you. You promise to pay them 7 naira or 70 naira or whatever, 7,000. And they say, take 5,000. This is what I have. Say, what, you agree? Say, don't you know how country is? Didn't you know how country is before you engaged them and agreed? Month end, driver is still driving you. You haven't paid him salary, he's still driving. 2 months, 3 months, he's still... What if both of you have accident? You are gone, he's alive. You don't know that God is watching. You can't pay driver, drive yourself. You are not qualified to have a driver. You are not qualified. Any service you can't pay for is not your level. You are not qualified. You can't pay cook. You are employing cook. Cook yourself. If you like, cook yourself in the pot. You should be the cook. In fact, the cooker. I don't know why English calls everybody who cooks cook. If a person who teaches the teacher, a person who cooks should be a cooker. Praise the Lord. All these are little things that people overlook and are asking God for blessing. How? God will never be against himself. He can't say something and unsay himself and undo himself. Take home what principles will do, prayer will never do. Fasting and praying for money is a waste of prayer. After you have done all and the devil is contending with your resources, you can't contend with him. You can't contend with that devil. Take your hands off my things, but not before you have done everything. Having done all to stand, that is when you are qualified to stand. Hallelujah. Will you lift up your hands, everyone, now? Appreciate God for what you have received tonight. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Worship him. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. We give you the praise. We give you the honor.
We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you for a night like this. Thank you for a night like this, Adonai. Thank you for a night like this, Elion. Thank you for a night like this, Mekadesh. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today to receive your help and your mercy. Help me, Lord, to obey you unconditionally. Help me, Lord, to walk in financial integrity. Help me, Lord, to possess a good public testimony of my Christian faith. Father, I pray for fresh fire on my prayer altar, on my study of the word. I pray for fresh fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray for fresh fire. Pray, 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 pray.
Chakabarato soko bribaratanda gala satalia dia. Lipere te seke teke te balada randa gaba balatalia dos. Le fritas kina maraka babados kianda gariata. Le pepende zeke le terrete zeke le teperetea. Le brados kadia kalanda krapatos kila baradade. Shada balaga raga daga laga daga laga da, lata raga daga laga raga laga daga laga da, laba daga laga daga laga raga daga laba daga da, librato zaga daga laba daga raga daga laba daga laga dia, labrata zaka lata raga laba barata zaka laga da, efrido zakole brandos katele balada balaba dia, miranda zakado sikale ripandos kia prorani, litere zutolo kobara daba ba, laba daga laga raga daba balaga raga da. Lebragatala rogada babalata randa satala babi litekeza baranda kasatala baba elada radagala balagariada kanagragada babalado elisetina kala baladada gala baradagalada elasatwa rekete manina litekeza babalade osiana krandos kapada latashata kala tarata kazaga elitana koskari branda kameteo
of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Something is about to drop. And if you are here tonight and you have not given your life to Jesus, you want to be born again genuinely. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want an addiction broken off your life. You want Jesus to save you. Tobacco smoking, alcohol drinking, immoral living, gambling, marijuana, masturbation, anything that has changed your life, you want to be free from it, you also step forward. Or you backslid and you want to come back to God, step forward. While they are coming, the rest of us lift your hands and begin to make demands. Within the next 3 minutes, fire shall drop. Keep coming. Thank you. you are coming, if you are coming, come forward. I'll give you the count of 3, 1, and 2, and 3. Quickly come forward. Now lift your hands, begin to pray in the spirit. Something is dropping.
Sabado sina kabarola kabarola babe. Leperoda kabarola kabarola babe akana. Leperoda kabarola kabarola babe kado kaske balada badia. Lata jakana bata kada kana babala ratos kabra kabali kada babala kadia. Leperoda sekel lepera kota lebanda kada kadi kada. La babara na kaskali da bada kana raga da babala kara kadi korona. Elitesha ni kana braga dando. Kelly Bragadona, Ilianda Sarola, Maria Tascapina Tara, La Pachata La Cande Caparra Tascala Bragabada, Leteri Sanagrandos Kipelatadio, Litozo Corra Babande, Lifenita Sotola Brigadas Cola Brigabadonia, Elefendeza Kelete Regate Bebella de Regateberia, Elete Fredeza Catele Bragababana de Ragababa, Elisa Tona Camalia Tacaroli da Tandia Deca, Eleta Conga Balada. Libra dozonia torono, malite salita, literocas capradida, lifatis calabrandos, la toropa descabriga da balatana, elle ferre tessette, elle ferre catelle pregabene, eliso, ratones, helius, satanis.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. Lift those hands high. And say after me, say, Father,
I apply. For fresh fire.
For fresh fire.
Of devotion.
Of devotion.
Of dedication.
Of dedication.
To you tonight.
To you tonight.
And I receive.
And I receive.
An impartation.
An impartation.
Of fresh fire.
Of fresh fire.
I receive it.
I receive it.
Now.
Now.
Lift your hands high. At the count of seven, you place your hand on your head. Scream the fire. Blasting tongues. Father, let it fall. Change somebody's story. Change somebody's story. Let tonight be a fire. Count of seven. Shut up, call about that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Of Jesus. So shall it be. Fresh help, fresh fire, and fresh grace. I speak upon this communion tonight. I declare today the release of the help of God. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Every affliction and trace of disease in your body is flushed out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And for those in the frontier, I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. And the grace to live for God is released upon you. The grace to be as devoted to the Master as the Father was to his, as the Master was to his Father. That grace is released to you through this communion. Every incapacity is broken. And every spirit of infirmity is broken. In Jesus' precious name.